This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There was an incredible admission on CNN last night that we all knew was the case. Now they're just admitting it because things are coming off the rails so bad with the leftist liberal ideology and the Biden administration policies that they just can't hide it anymore, or rather they can't fake it anymore. So here's Cassie Hunt on CNN telling the ultimate truth by accident. You notice how liberals are doing this now. They're telling the truth by accident because it's just, I mean, eventually when you have such conflicting ideologies and such conflicting rationales, yeah, eventually you're going to tell the truth by accident. So you're seeing that more often now. So here's the ultimate truth by accident by CNN's Cassie Hunt yesterday saying, guys, we can't fake it anymore.
Panel. Chris Saliza, inflation affects every American directly. The Biden administration is trying to point out the definition of a recession is nuanced. But I got to tell you, I struggle with this. I get that why they want to do it from a political perspective, yeah. But like, you can't fake this.
No, I was laughing to myself in my
so there you go.
Caitlin highlighted.
You can't fake this. You can't fake this. Every American is feeling the pain. Every American is seeing their energy bill go up, their electric bill, their gas bill, their price at the pump, their grocery bill. Every American is seeing that go up. We can't fake this. Why does she say that? Why does she say we can't fake this? Because they fake everything else. They fake everything else. She just admitted the big secret. She just accidentally let the cat out of the bag. We can't fake this one, guys. I know we fake everything else. I know we fake Russian collusion. I know we fake Biden 81 million votes. I know we fake climate change. I know we fake gay Pride Month as perversion and sexualizing children. Or rather, we disguise perverting children as Gay Pride Month. I know we fake it all, guys. I know everything we do is fake. I know it. And I know a lot of the time it works. But we can't fake this. Oh, but that's not going to stop them from trying. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Cassie Hunt on CNN. The Biden administration is going to try to fake this. And you're going to go along with it. You will go along with it because that's your job. You're paid to fake it. Let's get that one more time, guys. So now that we have the context, the understanding, the breakdown, they fake everything. Jussie Smollett, Bubba Wallace, Hunter Biden laptop, Russian disinformation, Putin price hike. They fake everything and they get away with it. But this recession thing, it hits every American. So it's like, yeah, we... So, I mean, that's what she's saying. Hey, gas prices are still a record high. Maybe you shouldn't tell people that you're saving them money on gas. Gas prices are still record high. Maybe you shouldn't be bragging about lowering gas prices when they're still record high. Or in other words, I know we fake everything else, but this one is a little too obvious to fake. Let's hear it again from the CNN host.
Panel. Chris Saliza, inflation affects every American directly. The Biden administration is trying to point out the definition of a recession is nuanced. But I got to tell you, I struggle with this. I get that why they want to do it from a political perspective, yeah. But like, you can't fake this.
No,
we can't fake this. There it is again. I know we faked a pandemic and it worked. I know we faked and lied about the Border Patrol agents using whips and tried to ruin their lives and that was fake. I know we fake hate crimes. I know we fake pandemics. I know we fake elections. I know we fake news. I know that everything we do is fake and most people fall for it. I know, but this one we can't fake, guys. This one we just can't fake. Well, it's nice for Cassie Hunt at least to be accidentally telling the truth on CNN for once, admitting that they fake everything.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it can possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are at a historic, epic, paramount moment in the info war and the battle for the human soul. And it truly was the best of times and the worst of times. And as InfoWars and Alex Jones are going through our own trials right now, we're also going through our own tribulations. Now, this is amazing, folks, because part of the problem around here, you know, InfoWars has been so successful and so influential that our enemies look at us and they think we're some sort of like masterminds, master craftsmen, in order to have the influence and success that we've had here. And they don't understand. We're just like berserkers. We're just like raging maniac berserkers, just like frothing at the mouth at a war. And somebody just gives us like a cannon or something and just says, get out there. We're like, yeah, let's go. I mean, you've seen Alex over the years. So part of our problem here is that we're just such a berserker mentality in the info war that we really don't scheme or mastermind anything. So, I mean, it's like by the grace of God and this audience and the support and the prayers. But it's really speaking truth to power. But what am I talking about? So, Alex Jones has a brand new book out. Now, we've been so busy and such berserkers in the info war, we didn't even promote it. Like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a major failure. We planned the book. He wrote the book. The book is ready to go. And it's like, we just totally forgot. Like, oh, we forgot to promote it. Oh, yeah, this huge project. Oops, slipped through the cracks. Because we're just like, you know, the fog of war, the blood dripping over your eyes analogy. But here's what's incredible about it. As soon as the book goes live on Amazon, it immediately tops the charts in multiple categories. And again, nope, we didn't promote it. We didn't. That's the thing, like, oh, how does InfoWars do all this? The masterminds and the marketing and all that. No, we're actually kind of a joke when it comes to that, to be honest with you. Yeah, we're so good on air with our information and with our crew being so quick to the task that, yeah, that's the best out there. But as far as like marketing and scheming and that kind of stuff, we're a joke, man. It's actually sad. But that's fine. We're not in it for money or anything like that. So, okay, these things happen. So The Great Reset and The War for the World, the latest book by Alex Jones, of course, you can get it at InfoWarsStore.com. It is on sale there. That's probably, it might be the cheapest you can get it is at InfoWarsStore.com. But if you want to get into the book wars on Amazon, we don't like promoting it there because, well, obviously they're going to get their cut. But as part of the culture war, perhaps we do promote it on Amazon, because it was already in the top 100 books worldwide on Amazon's website as soon as it was released. And then it hit a number one bestseller category in multiple subsections, like movers and shakers or anti-fascism. Yeah, actually, Alex Jones is anti-fascist. Yeah. And I believe it's now actually like 76 overall in their entire book section on Amazon in the whole world. So you can get it at InfoWarsStore.com, The Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones. Or if you want to take part in the culture wars on Amazon, you can go purchase it on Amazon. Whatever, it's up to you. But that is amazing. That is a huge victory for us. That is a huge victory for truth. That is a huge victory for this audience. And, I mean, just think about it. In the last week, and it's less than that, but we'll say in the last week, Alex Jones has had the number one trending pre-order movie. Actually, the only movie that was beating it at the one time was the new Top Gun. So imagine that. Top Gun and then Alex Jones. And now you have the Alex Jones book topping the charts as well. Now, here's why you celebrate that. Here's why we celebrate that. They want, folks, they've wanted us off air. They've wanted us done, in jail, dead, no influence. And yet, here we are in a situation where they're trying to end the company. I'll leave it at that. I think you know what's going on. And yet, we're still number one. You see why they want Alex Jones off air? You see why they want InfoWars shut down? Because they can't have the evidence that their ideas are unpopular, and that standing against the globalist ideas, standing against the liberal left fascism, they can't have the evidence out there that that's what people want. So they have to remove InfoWars, remove Alex Jones from the marketplace, because it's the total evidence that no matter what you say about Alex Jones, no matter what you print, no matter what you put on TV, no matter what you do, still number one. And they can't stand it. So there you go, though. You can get the new book, The Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones. Now, let's get back to the news here. This is how bad it's getting in Biden's America. This is a Virginia food bank. And just a quick clip from NBC speaking to families at the food bank in Virginia, which is so overwhelmed, folks, that they're going out of food in just hours every day.
In Loudoun County, Virginia, so many families are asking for help, they ran out of food after 90 minutes today.
We are seeing 20 to 25 new families each week that are coming in that are new to us, that have never gotten our services before.
Now, I actually worked at a food bank one summer, for the entire summer, and they were never out of food. And this was in kind of a, impoverished area of St. Louis. So, I mean, people were coming all the time. People were donating all the time. But we always had food on the shelves. It was never a situation where if somebody came in looking for food, whether they had a scheduled visit or not, we always had food for people. Well, that seems to be going away now, doesn't it? And you know, it's just so frustrating understanding why this is happening and that it's by design. Really? They're going to shut off the energy? They're going to shut off the gas? They're going to shut off coal? What do you think is going to happen? That's like the blood of the body of our economy. And they're taking the blood out of it. What happens if you remove the blood from the human body? Well, the body dies. And so that's what they're doing to us now. And slowly but surely, it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse until you wake up one day and you realize you have just been totally priced out of what used to be the ease of access marketplace. Filling your gas tank, running your AC all day, running your heat all day, driving whenever you want to drive or need to drive somewhere, going to the grocery store and getting your grocery list completed. Slowly but surely, that's just being chipped away at. And they campaign and they promise that's what they're going to do. But they disguise it because they're not fully honest. They say, oh, we're doing this to fight man-made climate change. So then you feel good about it, saying, oh, I'm fighting man-made climate change. You don't realize that you're actually being extincted. Elk Grove Food Bank may need to start buying food. So the crew is just pulling up all these different stories now about food banks running out of food. I'm telling you, I worked a whole summer at a food bank. Never were even close to being out of food, folks. Never. But they lied to you and they told you, hey, we're just stopping man-made climate change, which doesn't even exist the way they're saying it does. Really, what they were telling you is, hey, we're just stopping man. We're extincting man, and we're...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Politicians up to. Senate Democrats to introduce bill targeting illegal machine guns, and this is actually in response to a bill that Thomas Massie proposed to protect gun modifications. It got struck down, it got voted down by every Democrat and a couple of Republicans. Thomas Massie, the good guy in Congress trying to protect our freedoms, and now Democrats have introduced the new bill. It's not about targeting illegal machine guns, folks. I guess that's how the media is reporting it. This is the Vice headline. They are trying to make it illegal to do any modifications to your gun. That's what it is. They're making a bill making it illegal to do any modifications to your gun whatsoever. And then they just say, well, we're just blocking machine guns. And then you read into it, and it's just any modification they say is illegal. I mean, it's just nuts. So, I mean, I see what the Democrats are doing. Most people see what the Democrats are doing as far as the proposed gun legislation. They're trying to nitpick with these bills that have very nuanced specific features of their saying this is illegal, like a certain size magazine, or this is illegal with a certain modification, or this is illegal with a barrel a certain length or what have you. And then you realize, oh, well, they just made like half the guns illegal. But see, they didn't have to actually make any of the guns illegal. If they just make one part illegal and this part illegal, or this modification illegal, or this length or that length, and then it's just, oh, half the guns are now illegal. But of course, that's illegal. What they're doing is illegal. They want you disarmed. They want you dead. They want you to be a victim. They see a mass shooting and they celebrate because they get to dance on the graves of those victims and cry gun control, disarm the people, let's have a bunch of slaves. Because slaves aren't allowed firearms, you know, right? You get that. And then you see, oh, look, this woman stopped a mass shooting, probably saved dozens of lives at a graduation, a good person with a gun. They don't care. Oh, look, Indiana Mall, this psychotic killer probably would have killed 20, 30, 40 people in a mall. Good guy with a gun stopped him before he could. They don't care. They want that good guy with the gun removed from the situation. Now, we'll come back to this later in my stack of the crime wave news that we have here. But we continue with the political news. But just know Democrats are still trying to take your guns and make your guns illegal so that you can be a victim in the next mass shooting once they disarm all their slaves. Democrat Party policy. Now, you're not really seeing this news anywhere, folks, but this is the New York Times. This is the New York Times. Now, of course, Fox News and their hosts are mostly embarrassed because they cucked on election night and they cucked on January 6th, and they took the knee to the Democrat regime. They took the knee to the globalist establishment, the corporate global government establishment, and they said, Trump lost, Trump bad, Trump protesters, rioters bad. Oh, but now we look back on it. This is the New York Times. Wisconsin Supreme Court prohibits the use of most drop boxes for voting. So, okay, they all admit now the drop boxes, well, not all of them, but some of the states, specifically the ones that were stolen from Trump, and they all know it, like Wisconsin, they're saying, okay, We're not doing the drop boxes anymore. Maybe they saw 2,000 Mules, the DVD documentary. If you haven't seen it, you can buy it at InfoWarsStore.com. Highly suggest it. It should be mandatory viewing for all students in schools. See, they mandatory view Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth, which, you know, quickly just to go off onto a jag for a second. It's come to a point now where I get off air and I get home at night and I watch all the primetime Fox News coverage. And it's like they're covering everything that we just discussed that day. Now, I'm not saying they're just stealing our content or anything like that. Whether they are or not, it doesn't matter. I'm saying that, do you know what a relief it is to feel like you're out here trying to play catch with yourself and then someone else steps onto the field and catches it and throws it back to you? So I turn on Fox News. If you listened yesterday, I was covering Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth. He lied about everything. You go watch Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth from, I believe, 2000. Everything he said turned out to be wrong. Literally, the entire documentary, everything he said was wrong. And so I covered that yesterday. I go home, Jesse Waters Primetime is actually playing the clips from Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth on his gigantic Fox News audience show. And I'm just like, yes! Expose these liars! Expose these frauds! But getting back to the point, they made Inconvenient Truth mandatory viewing in public schools. And I remember when this was an issue, because it didn't last very long, because people got upset. They made it mandatory viewing in public schools, and then private schools will sometimes adopt what public schools are going, or there'll be a situation where the government basically offers you a bribe or says, hey, we'll give a private school a grant. We'll give you a federal grant or something. Play this documentary. Teach this, teach that, do this, do that. And then a lot of schools will do it. And so I don't know the exact story of what happened at my school, but they were considering doing the Inconvenient Truth mandatory viewing. And there was enough pushback or something happened. They never did it. And I just kind of remember the controversy at the time as a kid. But they made Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth mandatory viewing at public schools. Everything he said in that movie turned out to be wrong. But it's not that it turned out to be wrong. It was all a lie. Al Gore's a liar. A con man. But they made that mandatory viewing. Let's make 2,000 Mules mandatory viewing for kids in schools. You think the Democrats would like that? Now, I'm being a little bit facetious here. I mean, yeah, probably it should be mandatory viewing, but I won't play the political games like Democrats where we force students the information we want them to see to indoctrinate them, say, no, that's what Democrats do. That's why they made kids watch An Inconvenient Truth. But back to the point. So, yeah, there it is right there. Back in the day. Oh, the film won an Oscar. Oh, my gosh. The film won an Oscar. I mean, it should. It's a hell of an acting job. Remember, he got on that, like, he had, like, the raising platform. This thing was such a joke. He gets on this raised platform, and he's like, and he, like, hits the button, and like, and he, like, goes up. He's like, this is how hot the temperature will be. He's like, I'm getting on an elevator platform to show you how high the temperatures will go. And he, like, goes up, like, 80 feet in the air. He's like, got this thing. He's like, this is how high the temperatures are going to be. And every single, he said, what year did he say? I believe he said by 2020. Al Gore said in Inconvenient Truth, by 2020, every ice cap would be melted. Oops, the ice caps in the North Pole and the South Pole have both expanded, Al. Oh, Al. But back to the point. Another Wisconsin lawmaker signs on to decertify 2020 election results because the fraud.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it can possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, with supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, let me make a point that's not made enough here, and it deals with how public schools made it mandatory to view Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth. Of course, the entire documentary ended up being inaccurate, but that's because it was a lie. It wasn't a mistake, it was a lie. But what is this an example of that we see all the time and people don't talk about enough? The Democrat Party gets, I don't know, hundreds of millions, maybe even billions of dollars in free
advertising and free campaign donations, which is criminal, by the way. It's all criminal. It's all illegal. But they get away with it. When public schools and the federal government bribe schools to force their students to watch Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth, that's Democrat Party campaigning and propaganda that they get for free. When Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube block Hunter Biden's laptop from being seen for the public to protect the Democrat Party, how much money is that worth in political contributions? Hundreds of millions? Billions? When they censor Republicans outrightly off the internet, how much is that worth for the Democrat Party? When the social media giants promote the fake news, like Biden has saved you gas money, how much is that worth in political contributions to the Democrat Party? But see, they don't have to count any of it. And they get all of it for free. They get all of it for free. Political contributions in kind to the tune of potentially billions of dollars in value. And they don't have to pay a single cent. Maybe that's why they have so much leftover money. They're paying for Republican campaigns now. But that's another story. So Wisconsin prohibits drop boxes because it was used to cheat and steal the election from Trump. A third Wisconsin lawmaker signs to decertify the 2020 presidential elections because the fraud is so obvious. And it's happening in Arizona. It's happening in Michigan. So what do? They stole it. Biden got in. He's destroyed this country. Maybe in some ways it never even fixable. But it's what happened. So what do now? Well, if you're the Democrats, you just up the propaganda. You up the censorship. You up the attacks, and you ignore this news coming out. But it's very real now. And, you know, the balancing act or the tug of war would be, are there going to be enough serious people watching the midterm elections, watching for fraud, that we can actually have a free and fair election in 100 days, give or take, and actually see the red wave that has been boiling over but had a false lid put on it for so many years because of these rigged elections. But, I mean, when they can steal the presidential election and then turn right back around and then do it in Georgia right in front of our face with the exact same techniques again, that's pathetic. So you know they're going to try. But yeah, here it is in Georgia. Atlanta area district attorney, that's Fulton County, Fannie Willis. I do believe she's a Soros one, too. Guys, type in Fannie Willis, George Soros, I'm pretty sure. The Atlanta area prosecutor who is probing the effort by former President Donald Trump and his allies to overturn the 2020 election result in Georgia was disqualified by a judge Monday from criminally investigating one of the 16 Republicans who served on a phony slate of Trump electors. So, again, this is just news indicating that people are starting to realize what's going on. They're starting to realize how deep the election fraud is. They're starting to realize how bad it is. And they're starting to realize how deep the corruption goes. I mean, that has Soros written all over it, man. That has Soros written all over it. There it is. I knew it. I knew it was there. Soros DA disqualified from investigating the big theft, or covering up, rather, the big theft of Georgia in the 2020 presidential election. We all know it. They lied about the pipes bursting. They shoved as many ballots into those counters in Atlanta as they possibly could. They were pulling out trunks of ballots from under the tables when they closed the polling locations. I mean, it's a damn joke. Trump winning all day, all night long, and then 3 a.m., 300,000 votes for Biden comes in and they quit counting. Give me a break. It goes on. Machine stole another race in Colorado, flipped vote totals from GOP grassroots favorite Linda Wilson after election called and gave them to Rhino Lundeen. Brazen fraud. Yeah, well, the Republican establishment cheats too. And that would be why, because you may be asking why when you've seen the story, if you've seen it lately. Political groups and nonprofits aligned with the Democrat Party have spent nearly $44 million to boost the profile of far-right candidates. Democrat strategy is rooted in the belief that these candidates will be easier to defeat in a general election. Now, folks, this is just wild stuff. Democrats giving tens of millions of dollars to Republican candidates that they call terrorists and white supremacists. And they think that they're going to be easier to beat. But then you've got the phenomenon of these Republican rhinos going against Republican grassroots and those elections being rigged too. But why are Democrats funding millions of dollars to Republican campaigns? That is wacky, wild stuff. And I really don't even know where to follow that bouncing ball. So I'm just going to put it out there and you can decide, because that... I don't know about that. That's just Democrats. Maybe chalk that one into Democrats are just losing their damn minds. Maybe you chalk that one up to that. Like this. Biden administration moves to give illegal immigrants federal ID and government benefits. Well, I mean, yeah, that's just legalizing what they're already doing. Government benefits, are you kidding me? Just walking through the country and getting the escort in with the red carpet is a government benefit. Just us having open borders is the government benefit. I mean, I covered this yesterday, and I don't have a big stack of this in front of me today, but, I mean, you do know that Mayorkas is saying that the border is closed. He goes on TV, and he says there is no open border, there is no illegal immigrant crisis, it's not going on, the border is secure. I mean, and, you know, I meant to do this, actually, and if McBreen is listening, I don't know if you've got any video projects, but... Here's what we should do is we should just take all the footage we have. You can go to Bill Melligan's account. You can go to Griff Jenkins' account. You can go to Savannah Hernandez's account. You can go to Jorge Ventura's account. You can go to Drew Hernandez's account. There's all these accounts. You just go to their Twitter accounts, download the hours of the illegal immigrants pouring over the southern border, and I would say speed it up. Like, speed it up like five times so that you can condense it into like 2 minutes or something. And then you just have Mayorkas saying there is no open border. There is no illegal immigrant crisis. There is no open border. There is no illegal immigrant crisis. And just have that footage, just the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands just pouring in nonstop every day. And then maybe put the Benny Hill theme behind it, too. So that's just kind of a little... That's just a little directive here put out on air. We'll see if we can get that done. But, I mean, seriously, they come out and they say, there is no open border, the border is secure, there is no illegal immigrant crisis, and then you look at the data, it's 5 million illegal immigrants entering the country every calendar year now. But they're, oh, it's secure, they tell you. They tell you it's secure, and there's no inflation, and there's no recession, and the border is secure, guys. The border is secure, there's no inflation, there's no recession, and by the way, it's man-made climate change that's going to kill you, okay? And Joe Biden won the 2020 election. Or as Cassie Hunt puts it, guys, we can't fake this anymore.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Heard me in the last segment. I was just kind of giving out directives live on air. That's just how it works around here. Like I said, it's just wild berserkers just berserking for freedom, berserking for truth, berserking for justice, berserking for humanity, berserking for life. And that's why the devil tries to keep us down. And so I gave out the directive. I said, hey, we should do this video for the open border. And McBreen heard me. He comes in here. He's like, yeah, we're going to start working on that immediately. And I just want to explain something here because it doesn't get covered correctly in the media. They lie about it when they say, oh, Alex Jones makes $500 million or whatever selling supplements. It's all ridiculous. And so when they try to get these settlements, and by the way, here's the local reporter covering this as Alex Jones is in court today. Here's the local reporter covering this. InfoWars host Alex Jones' defamation trial begins today. Over the next 2 weeks, a jury will hear the facts of the case and decide the amount of money Jones should pay the parents of one of the children killed in Sandy Hook shooting, which he claimed was a hoax. Now, of course, this local journalist, Avery Travis, doesn't say that he has since denied it was a hoax and said that he was wrong probably thousands of times now. She doesn't include that in her coverage. She probably doesn't know any better, to be fair. Because she's not going to dig. She's just going to go with the propaganda and do what she's told for the local news outlet. But yeah, there you go. So the jury decides
how much he should pay, not if he's guilty or not, just the judge decided that already before the case, before the trial, and then just said how much, and they say, "Would you, what do you think about $100? And some of the jurors say, sure, I guess $100 million, $100 million. They tried to find me $1 million. It's just crazy. This after courts in Texas and Connecticut issued default judgments finding him liable, the jury will be considering punitive damages as well as compensatory damages during this trial. So that's where Alex is. But they write stories and they say, Alex Jones makes hundreds of millions of dollars. Look at the supplement money and everything. If a supplement company makes $100 million in profit, then that's a supplement company making $100 million in profit. If InfoWarsStore.com makes $100 million in profit, that goes to InfoWars. That's not profit that gets pocketed. That goes into the operation. That pays for the bandwidth on band.video. But more importantly, and here's what I want to say, and that's why I bring up Darren McBreen talking about this video to me in the break, and we're kind of just going over some ins and outs. Folks, that's money that pays the crew. So they really just want to take the money from the crew is what it is. And it's really sad. A lot of the crew here has family. And they want to shut this place down. And they want to put fathers and mothers out into the market, not knowing how they're going to pay for their next mortgage or whatever. And they like that. They think that's good. So no, it's not. Alex Jones makes millions of dollars in profits. No, it's our supplements make millions of dollars that then fund the operation to build the studios and have the great crew, which, by the way, works 7 days a week. So it's really disheartening and sad even to see how cold-hearted they are. To not even realize, you know, you think you're destroying Alex Jones. You're not. But really what you're doing is you're just hurting a bunch of good people that work 7 days a week and just want to have a job. And they say, Jones makes millions of dollars. No, he doesn't, actually. Our crew makes modest salaries. Nobody here is a millionaire. Nobody's here is, buying a bunch of foreign luxury cars or big mansions like BLM or anything. So, no, Alex Jones makes money selling supplements to fund this operation and fund the crew. And they say, he makes hundreds of billions, so we have to get a $100 million judgment against him. All you're really doing is you're putting 100 people out of work. But you love that. That's what you do. You're Democrats. You're liberals. That's your entire operational procedure is to shut down industry, shut down civilization, shut down the economy, watch everybody die and celebrate on the way out. So it just angers me because this crew is so great and the people that work here are so great. And that's who they're really attacking. That's who they're really going to hurt when they think they're going after Alex Jones. But see, they don't have anything past one line of thinking. They can only think one level at a time. So they just don't even think. They just don't even have any foresight, don't have any multidimensional thought process at all. They just think, oh, here's Alex Jones in front of us. Yeah, chum in the water. Let's get him. And then you're just putting, if you shut this place down, you're just putting 100 great people out of work. But you need to feel good about that. So, folks, that's why we encourage you to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Not so people around here can get rich. That's not going on. But so that we can have a great crew and that you can get a great supplement. You can get the great toothpaste. You can get the great books. You can get the great documentaries. You can get the great air filters. You can get the great water filters. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, you know, I'm sitting here, I forget who I was talking to about this, but they're like, aren't you afraid? Like, they're coming after you, like they're never going to stop, and there's all this stuff. And I'm like, you know, it just hits me, literally, folks. The political opposition, the Democrats, liberals that hate me, they have gone through my entire life. They've gone through all, they literally have access to every bank transaction I've ever made, multiple accounts. They have all my phone records.
They have all my emails. They literally have everything. Everything that is Owen Schroyer in a digital database, they have. And it's funny because, like, he's like, oh, aren't you worried? It's like all this stuff. And I'm really not. Like, there's nothing there. That's what I'm saying. Like, good. You've done the proctology exam of me. You've combed through my life with a fine-tooth comb. You've gone through everything Owen Schroyer has ever done, every data point, every bank transaction, every email, every phone call, every text. And watch, they'll have nothing. They'll have nothing. And so it's just hilarious to me. Like, yeah, I mean, do I like having to cooperate with feds? Do I like having my whole life poured through by these creeps and crooks? Not really, but okay, like, I'll come out on the other side just the same. And they'll have nothing on me, and that angers them so much that there's nothing there. You have no idea. It's just crazy. But I'm going off on a jag. The point is, if they shut this place down, which you know they want to do, it's not really about hurting Alex Jones. They might think that that's what it's going to do. You're just going to make Alex Jones more of a legend. But what you are going to do is you're going to hurt 100 innocent people that work here, work hard every day, and have families. That's who you're really going to hurt. But, you know, maybe I shouldn't even tell them that, because that might edge them on a little bit more. Like, ooh, we can hurt more people? We can hurt more people behind Alex Jones? Yeah! So stand up for this crew and shop at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. I just went off on a bit of a rant there. Let me refocus myself here, but let's have a little fun. This is the great Ben Berquam. We do have an open border, by the way. And so let's think. If there's all these people coming in here and Joe Biden wants to get them voting as soon as possible, maybe we should have a voter registration down there at the border. And so Ben Berquam does a little comedy clip here, and he puts a Trump voter registration at the southern border.
Hola, amigo. ¿Quieres votar?
¿Ah?
¿Quieres votar?
Claro.
¿Naga vota?
Claro que sí.
Ah, sí, sí.
¿Presidente Trump?
Sí, sí, sí.
Sí, claro. Yo firmo. Claro. Yo firmo. Vámonos.
Sí, sí. Gracias.
Oh, sí.
Make sure you vote.
Trump,
vota,
Trump.
Vota.
MAGA, MAGA.
MAGA, 2022, vota.
Sí.
Hey, guys, we're at the end of the wall here. We're in Yuma, Arizona. This is where Joe Biden, one of the areas where Joe Biden sends the massive groups of illegal aliens to invade our country. You can see here President Trump's big, beautiful wall. And the end of it, this is where they simply walk around and come in. And I figured, since Joe Biden and the Democrats are simply allowing this invasion to try to get more illegal votes in the 2022-2024 election, we might as well play the same game. So we've got a MAGA voter registration set up over here. We're going to be talking to the folks. They're all coming, most of them now, from socialist communist countries, escaping socialism and communism from Cuba and Venezuela and other countries around the world. They don't know that the Democrats, like Joe Biden, are socialists and communists. So we're going to educate them on that and make sure when they register to vote, they don't vote Democrat.
You know, even though this is kind of a troll, kind of a comedy piece here, as the illegal immigrants are coming in. I mean, but really, though, it's like, I mean, if we're not going to stop them, nobody's stopping them. Nobody's stopping the illegal immigration. We might as well try to get them on our team. We might as well try to warn them about the crooks and the demons known as Democrats.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.